Yo, yo, yo.
And we back.
Episode 56, the Lawrence Taylor episode of the Sunday Dinner Podcast. Yes. Boom, nailed it off the top of my head.
I didn't have it.
You were a Giants fan. That should have been first. The only reason that was stuck in my head because when I got you that Danny Dimes jersey, it was between either that or a Lawrence Taylor jersey in that 56.
That was a good one, man.
You know, that's why, yeah. You
I
know.
Had Sean Merriman from the Chargers.
Wow.
But he had a big thing with, like, steroids and shit, so, like, we don't like to talk about that.
Yeah, well, still giving his flowers.
Like, still giving his flowers, you know.
I'm not mad at anybody that does the juice and actually is dope. Like don't do steroids and then suck. Like,
that was back when, like.
Don't do steroids just to stay afloat.
That was, like,
I want to see greatness.
I want to see, yeah, if you're on the roids, you better kill.
That was that 2006, like, 2010, like, era of the NFL where, like, linebackers would get, like, 16 sacks and it was normal.
Yeah.
Like, and then he got off and went to the Buffalo Bills and brother was barely getting 3 sacks. And I was like, okay, something's up here.
Yeah, once you on it, you just got to stay on it for life because, like, once you get off it, it's going to go bad. It's a, like, just prolong, do it till you die.
And speaking of that, the NFL schedule was released.
Yes, sir.
Also, one more thing about steroids. This, you know what else is on steroids? This episode is going to be jam-packed with topics.
Big juice.
The lane is open, but go ahead.
But how you looking, Russ?
Let
me take a look at this schedule.
So 17.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't looked at the Vikings. I don't know how we look.
Our schedule compared to last year is actually better because we didn't win the division, so we have a more favorable schedule. I'm going 12-5. I'm gonna go a little optimistic on the side because
you said 12-5.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot high. You know?
Am I bugging? Did y'all get somebody? Somebody new? Like,
hey, we got the best receiver in the draft in the first round. Shout out to him. I'm gonna go high this year. We kind of play with house money because we're not supposed to be good this anyway. So I might as well just go. You know,
I might as well just go.
We might go against the grain. Like, hey, like next year's our the year after next year's our year. So you know, we'll be good. But yeah,
no, for me, and speaking of Russ and his Eagles.
I heard. I didn't know this thing happened with the draft. Well, they basically like conspired against the Giants. But you know,
so
it is what it is.
So like I never hated a team. Like Russ is an Eagles fan. My brother-in-law, he's a Cowboys fan. Like,
you're a Cowboys fan. You got to hate shit.
Nah, like, I'm like, I never hated any other team until the last game of the season. We did what we were supposed to do.
Oh, we back to that. Back to that, Russ. You and your Eagles.
And it actually paid off for us. So, you know, it is what,
so, no,
by
no,
any
no.
means.
That's, know,
oh, and the draft. Hey. Didn't, wasn't there a screw job that happened?
I hate the Eagles now. Like, I'm not fucking with the Eagles at all. Like,
conspiracy was conspiring in cahoots.
At all, man. These niggas is bums. These niggas is quitters. These niggas is, you know, they're terrible.
Eagles are in cahoots with the Cowboys. I just, you know, just want to put that, I don't know if y'all saw the draft. All right, I pulled up the Viking schedule.
I'm not gonna say 12-5 for us, but we're definitely gonna win the division. We're gonna go 5-1 in the division, or 4-1 in the division.
4-1.
We're gonna sweep you.
We're gonna sweep.
Last
year's the first time that's a
Giant,
like, ever.
You're saying that as a Giants fan. You're just saying that as a Giants fan.
I don't believe it. Look, the quitters.
They gonna quit against y'all?
We quit now to perform for a better future. Man. Sometimes you got. Sometimes you
gotta rebuild. They're just rebuilding.
Anyway, we're gonna sweep them. We're gonna sweep Washington because that's just what we do. Y'all can do it. Y'all had to, whatever. And then I'll split with the Cowboys. So I'm 4-1.
I can see y'all sweeping the Cowboys for sure.
No, we're not gonna sweep the Cowboys.
I can see that, but we'll see how this.
But we are gonna sweep you.
Hey man,
10,000%.
We gonna see what happens.
Well, I pulled up the Vikings schedule, and I am a Giants fan now. So because this sucks, man, and we don't even have home games. We got like
they didn't even win the division either, which sucks. So it's like you should because you usually don't win the division. Your schedule's a little more favorable, but I guess like I don't know. Sometimes it's
fam, our home we don't got no good home games that I want to go. We got so many. It feels like we have too many away games.
But actually, if Aaron Rodgers gets traded, that opens the whole division up, though.
It might.
Because he said if he doesn't get traded, he might just retire. So, which he might just honestly might be a cash grab, just get a bigger contract anyway, too. So,
no, I think he's like, I don't think he's for the money grab. I think honestly, like he's really like thinking like, I don't want to be here. Just like if y'all want to draft a quarterback and all that, like, let me out of here.
If that's the reason why, obviously I think that's the reason why too, but like for them it's stupid because even the person they drafted, Jordan Love, dude, a couple years ago, they saw him in camp and he was trash. They were just like, even that, they were just like, oh, we kind of might have just fucked this up. Because you got like Aaron Rodgers, you got Devontae Adams, who was like a top five, top three receiver last year. Mm-hmm. And you had a pretty solid, the problem is the defense trash, and then, you know, Rodgers did what he did. But I think with them, they're in a weird position because they need like a second receiver, but I don't know who else they can really get out there on the market unless you're going to go like, I don't know if you want to get old ass Dez Bryant or something, you know.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck wants Dez. Old ass for Dez.
Hey, we got to talk about something. I don't know if it's on your docket, but like the Tim Tebow shit is bullshit.
I'm gonna tell you,
so like when I was in high school, I used to watch like college. This one I used to watch college football. Like I was fucking with Tebow. Like, oh yeah, cool. I wrote the book. The book was dope.
He had a cool. He read the book.
The book was fire. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. They had some,
the book of Tebow.
No, because it talks about like because he was cold in high school. Then talked about like when they won in college and stuff. But like when it talks about
hell no, man.
Hey, bro, he was a nice guy. He was trash in the NFL. But most college quarterbacks look nice.
No, Tim Tebow.
No, he was great. He was great in Florida. He was amazing.
He was trash in the NFL. I'll never defend the NFL career. Big trash.
But no, even in college, like he was. He just knew how to win. He wasn't ever a dope
knew
quarterback.
How to win. That's what sold Skip. He knew how.
Yeah.
To
so
win.
Like the fact.
No, that's definitely what sold Skip. Skip talks about that. Every single time he can't, like,
look at who Skip loves.
Doesn't like, bro,
and
he,
who he hates.
Tebow, we said games, he'd be like 6 of 18, but in the last 2 minutes, he might have thrown like 3 good passes. Oh man, look at his will to win. Stop it. So like, you know, we all know Tebow's history. He came to the NFL, went to the Broncos, sucked, and then basically got lucky and threw a quick, you know, slant route to Demaryius Thomas against the Steelers in overtime, won the game. Then went to the Patriots and got killed. Then he went to the Patriots after that, got cut, went to the Jets. I'm probably forgetting this whole timeline, but whatever. He went to the Eagles. Basically, overall, his NFL career was trash.
You know what's crazy? Like, yo, Shannon legit.
Oh, man, Shannon was disrespect. Shannon was hot.
But no, but Shannon tries to not go bad on stuff. But, yeah. Like, he could legit be like, yo, Skip, he's not good. I'm a Hall of Famer.
I know what I'm talking about.
I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, yo, he's just not good, fam. But no, but like Shannon be letting Skip live. I'd be like, man, yeah, so hell no. Nah. Like,
give him an opening, because I'm like, now, basically, he gets out the league, whatever. Then he goes play baseball. He's average at that. And it's like, oh, yeah, Tebow this. Okay, he goes to analyst. He's okay at that. But then they figure out he's, like, low-key, like, an idiot. Because he was basically talking about how college players don't deserve to get paid.
Man,
they need to pay for the love of the game. Shut your ass up.
Man, look, hey.
Yeah, I think you're a Trump supporter, too.
He was legit, like, Skip was like, yo, he was moving up in his tiers in baseball. He switched for him. But he never made the majors. Like,
exactly.
Skip? I mean, I could see Shannon wanting to go crazy, but he was trying to be respectful. Like, no, but no, that is not nothing.
And then now he signed to the he's basically got signed to the Jaguars, which I'm like, oh, I'm like, okay. So basically, he gets signed there because the coach is Urban Meyer, who I'm going to tell everybody. Urban Meyer went to the NFL one time, and I think he might have lasted like, I don't even go last time.
Urban
Meyer goes to schools. If he does not have success in the first year in like organization in general, he just quits.
Oh,
so,
he's out of here.
Yeah, so like when he was at Florida, it was cool when they were winning championships. As soon as that recruiting class went down, he retired for his health reasons, and a month later, he was working at Ohio State. Stop it. He a fraud, too. Anyway, so but the Tebow thing is, so he switches position to be like a tight end now, and Skip is like, man, he's going to be the locker room, be a leader. Who the fuck is listening to a player that's never played tight end?
Skip, no. Shannon was saying this night, it's probably like nobody's listening to the fucking third, fourth option. Like, no, he's going to be, and he was like, yo, he's going to be. No, Shannon was like, no, fam, no, he's not going to be that option. He's not going to be a locker room guy. He's not, no, nobody's listening. I'm a number one pick. You think I'm gonna listen to
the fuck? Can you teach me? You weren't good at this.
Tim Tebow.
Like, it's not like he was like a quarterback who was like always a backup and like, you know, like you were like when they put you in or whatever, or like you had like a history of being like this locker room guy, high football IQ. You don't have that. And the fact that he's playing a new position, which you've never seen him play. Tebow ain't never really been fat. He's just been strong. So I don't know what the plan is gonna be.
I know. He was like, oh, he ran a 4.6, which is
what?
Like, bro, you see how like tight ends today are not like super like you know big, and like they're quick tight ends, like they're obviously big, but they're like hybrid tight ends at this point. Half them can play receiver,
yeah,
like, you know what I mean. So I look at the Tebow thing, and it's like, it's most like if he makes the team, it's gonna be just for fan support because he's from Jacksonville, And then also too, if they can try to sell the tickets.
You're saying yeah. Tebow chose this in the wrong era? Like if he did this back in 06?
No, if he would have did this when he got drafted and switched to tight end, then I'd be like, oh, okay, because that's what they told him back then. You can't play quarterback in the NFL. And he can't get that ugly-ass damn throw. You cannot play in the NFL. And he was like, nah, I can prove him wrong. And then people did the whole, he only got kicked out of blackballed for Christianity. No, he got kicked out because he sucked.
Because he was a bum.
Yeah, like, he sucked. Like, he was not
a conspiracy. He said, I love the Lord. And they were like, oh, you can't be.
No, bro, he was trash. That's
not American.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It's just because what's going to happen, I'm pretty sure he's probably going to make a team over like somebody that actually deserves it. And that player is going to be like a free agent. It's just nasty. It's real nasty behavior. But that organization sucks anyway. So, you know, it is what it is.
Speaking of sports, I definitely want to make sure the Sunday Dinner Podcast gives a shout out to Kevin Garnett,
yes, sir.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, man.
Yes, sir.
And there goes my hero.
Speaking of, you know, the
world hates not nearly as much as us that we didn't find out until later in our adult lives that we are the only ones that love Kevin Garnett.
I do see that, speaking of the Timberwolves, shout out, I got 4PF Edwards still putting up good numbers.
Yep.
Rookie of the Year campaign on.
So rookie of the Year is,
I think he should still be able to get it.
I was right. That was Mello, 4PF Edwards rookie of the Year.
Mello's our guy, but like, I kind of want to see Anthony get it, man. I think he's
been, I was right. by fluke, by the way. I'll admit that. But yeah. A win is a win.
From the interviews down to the highlights, like, man, I like him. I'm like, man, I might get behind this, man.
I jokingly spoke this into existence. Like, I just.
Mello just happened to get injured, but yeah, no, yeah, you're right, yeah, no.
Shout out
yeah,
to Rubio for being a great team leader. That's what.
Shout out to Rubio.
Just never wanted to be here, and he always just ends up being.
Crazy.
He's about to be the Udonis Haslam of the Timberwolves. He's gonna be on the team, just hanging out, man.
Hey, you know what else we was right about? Mask off. The mask off. The mandates. Like, it's over. Nick's back outside. Double back. Shouty over here. You know. It's up and it's stuck. We write about Future. Future's mask off has been streaming, streaming pretty well. As Twitter stuck to their guns. Said no. When it happens, we will play Future as soon as it does. Like the people thought they was bullshit. No. As soon as it happened, what'd they do? Like, oh, y'all thought we was lying? Mask off, fuck it, mask off. We so happy, we'll even play the remix.
I think the craziest thing about the whole, like, even the CDC stuff is they're like, yeah, you know, if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. It's like, so, like, how are you going to regulate that? Oh, to the honor system. Okay, so people are definitely going to be like, yeah.
Hey, are you going to vax up? Yes. Oh, well, then come on in and take your mask off.
Yeah, no, that was my thing. I'm like, oh, wait, are you supposed to walk around with your?
Yeah, I'm like,
your two got.
Yeah, you're supposed.
Two, all I'm saying is
always keep your receipt, your vaccination. Always keep it on you to show proof.
So show me your ID. Show me your two vaccinated, and then
I got two shots, and I'm wearing my mask at least early next year.
People gonna be carrying around. Like, let me borrow your vax papers.
Because all I'm saying, I'm trying to go. I ain't had a cold in a year. Because I was telling people, I was like, I'm back and working the office, and I'm like, man, we used to be like somebody sick in the office, and everybody else gets sick. I was supposed to be kind of like, oh, that just happens. Nah, sir, that's not normal.
That's another thing. They said supposedly everybody's gonna be back in the offices by September.
I don't know.
Like,
even my job, my job, they said June, but I'm like, yeah, no, probably not, because we don't have a building. We gotta figure that out.
Yeah. Some places, that, you know, yeah, now that, some that, people, that some places hard. June, but they said by September, all of them. They said it's everywhere. By September, everywhere will be back.
Wait, no, that big ass building off 94.
No, I used to work in a Woodbury office. So it's a different one. So basically, they got rid of the lease there. So they want to move us back to the main campus, but they don't know like where exactly they're gonna move us. So
they got y'all. It's like Tommy from Martin. Like
we don't know where y'all put y'all, but.
Like, remember that big brown man? No, I ain't there no more. I went across the street. God damn it. We don't know where you work, Tommy. So the vax is up. Was right about that, the mask off. Another thing we was right about, this goddamn Cole album. Let's fucking get to it.
Yes, sir. Shout out Cole. Shout out Eve. Shout out Aldrin.
We were right about multiple things. I wrote down Astrid.
I was big wrong about a lot, so I'm just going to let you go.
We're not going to focus about what was wrong, but we're going to focus about what we're right. All right, I'm hype off the 4PF Edwards being right about that in the Mavs. All right, so one thing. One, we said that it was going to be, he was going to be rapping. It was going to be elite level rapping. We are on this podcast documenting, saying like it's clear that this is what he's going to be doing. He's not going to be focus on a thematic song structure to go for it, like a KOD or whatever. He's going to give us like fuck that. I'm not trying to prove to y'all that I can make songs. This is gonna be like the warm up where I have some original songs, but then like if you look at the warm up, like there's the 93 Till Infinity freestyle, there's the water break, there's Heartache, there's him rapping over Last Call, there's him rapping over Royal Flush, there's him rapping over Just to Get By. People think that it was like, oh yeah, you know, he played Young Simba and all that. Like, no, it was actual songs where he was just him just spitting on all over. He took us back to that essence just to show us that he still got it. And this was an album to prove this wasn't even an album for the Cole fans. There's a difference between Cole fans that got on to him, that was introduced to him from Friday Night Lights, versus people that was introduced to him for Still Drive. There's like different levels of Cole fans. There's people who were there playing the warm up in anticipation for Friday Night Lights. This is for them because they were familiar that Cole could do this, and then also for the people who hated Cole, who doubted him because they would hear his songs, they weren't impressed, and they didn't think he's like, oh, y'all overrate him as a rapper, he can't rap. Like, all right, and we're not gonna overlook that the freestyle on L.A. Leakers either. Ooh. We gonna talk about that too. He said that set the internet ablaze and proved some shit, and then he's smacking niggas upside the head with this fucking album. We were right about that. We were also right about the 21 Savage was definitely going to be featured on there. We were right. Boss, I was right about Boss. Boss is all over this motherfucker. Sound like James Fauntleroy. He has mad James Fauntleroy. Every song where you think this sound like James Fauntleroy is Boss. He got Boss singing on all throughout, no rapping, but James Fauntleroy singing all over it. It's not James. It's not Sorry, Not Sorry. It's Boss singing all over the shit. Right about that Boss feature. I was hoping for Morey. I didn't want to say it out loud.
Yeah, man. I was
I was happy. I was like, oh shit. My mind was blown. And I don't think we're shocked because it's Lil Baby, but it's a Lil Baby feature. Oh, hey, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was definitely not in the cards I had picked. My feature list was 100. I think I maybe got like, I think the 21 was the one I got right. I got real.
We were also right about quite a few things. Hidden features. The features were hidden. We saw the track list. Niggas wasn't full. Hidden features.
Streets. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I definitely tell. Like, no, there's features.
Yeah.
Okay. And Cole alluded to it on the fucking what's it called on the documentary too. Right. That there's gonna be features. Sorry, you done doing the no feature thing. Eeb said Cole's done doing the no feature thing. Like, you know, he's sick of the jokes and all that stuff. He's gonna have features. He didn't say he was gonna tell you. So niggas like, oh, I told y'all said Eeb said.
Whatever. I'm sure Cole made sure that everybody got their splits.
You know who didn't get their splits? Let's talk about the album. He proved to the niggas that was saying that Cole can, like, he impressed them, like, because this is what they didn't know Cole could do. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen people that didn't, like, oh shit, well, I didn't. I've seen people admit and all that stuff. There's some people that are still on there, like, they, like, you were never. There's certain people, like, if they don't like, they're never going to like you don't even, no matter what you do. there's gonna, like, some people are consistent with hate because they hate him for, like, different reasons. They don't even hate him because of Cole. They hate Cole because of Cole fans, and those people, you're never gonna win over it because Cole fans are always gonna exist. but the people that was like, I'm talking specifically about Cole. It's not the Cole fans, Cole stands. They don't bother me. It's actually Cole. He convinced those people, like, yeah, I'm actually have a problem with Cole because I don't think Cole can rap like that. And then Cole showed him otherwise. L.A. Leakers in this album. So where y'all want to start with this album?
The intro, man. The intro.
Oh my god!
I ran that killer. I got stuck at that for about 10 minutes.
Man.
Run this back a couple of times. Like you said, you kind of said everything, you know, that needed to be said. For me, from my perspective, I think the album is just overall good. I think he delivered on what I wanted.
I will say he didn't miss.
Like, there's obviously songs you don't like better than the other ones, but as far as just like a song, you're just like, yo, this ain't it. I didn't get that. Even the clothes, that was like one of my favorite songs too. I think I got stuck on Amiri a lot too. That was dope.
Because there's some songs. No, because I've changed my mind about stuff. Because I was like, on the first one, I would like certain songs more than the others. But then it would flip. I'm like, yo, this went over my head. On this side, and I'll go back to Amiri or whatever. And then I consistently still love that the Hunger on Hillside. Like, crazy, you know. Of course, some stuff is like off the rip, just undeniable off the rip, like the 95 and, you know, stuff like that. You know. you know, Hunger on Hillside, Rise of the Devil. Like, well, let me pull up the track list. Yeah. It's crazy how much I can remember off the top of my head with the track list without even looking at it. But
yeah, Applying Pressure is
Applying Pressure. Hey, another thing we was right about. I was right. Orin was right. Applying Pressure. He was going to snap. You can just look at the title and tell that he was just going to be rapping on Applying Pressure, and he did just that. So let's give it up for Orin. That was some Orin. You know, Orin said we all agree because we looked at it. Like, let me see. Oh, it does say Applying Pressure. Yeah,
He did exactly what I thought he would do.
Yeah, and he also and now if you go look at the track list, now the features are on there. Because look at this. Look at it now. You can see the features. He didn't want y'all to see it when it dropped. No, y'all, because I don't want y'all just going to one. Like, oh, this. Y'all gonna listen to this album.
What was crazy though? Like, I actually thought that, and we talked about it a little bit. Like, yo, your little baby is running out of bars. Like, yo, like he had a miss. He had a miss, and he hadn't missed or whatever. But nah, he came on this one crazy.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, no. Now I want to talk about that transition between J. Cole, because it was in the middle of the verse.
I didn't expect that at all.
The way he came up, that was fire. That was crazy. Nice. I've been watching reaction videos, people reacting to it, and it catches them all off guard the same way. Like, they did not see it fucking coming.
Hey, shout out to Lil Baby, man. Hey, we're obviously fans of
friend of the show.
Friend of the show. 10,000%.
He'll be at the festival. Be at the fest. He's a friend of the fest.
I don't know if we can afford it.
No. Hey, babe, you never know, man. We gonna speak that. Maybe he'll cut us a deal. Cole definitely killed my dreams on Hunger on the Hillside. He's all like, no, you ain't getting me at your festival. It's going to take some mad M's. You're like, well, fuck, Cole. All right, we'll take Jid. We'll take Ari.
Ari? Oh, but they got beef.
Oh, no, all right. And then me and Russ talk was just talking about this. She's watched that.
She started posting that album real quick
because you know her deal at Communism Records wasn't quite panning out. So like,
she was posting like climb back. It's like, oh, this is fire.
She was posting shit. It's like, this is how we know she hadn't spoke to him in a year, and they haven't. She hadn't worked with him. She had no clue of anything he was doing. She had no idea about the climb back even existing or being a song to this album. She didn't know about who's this guy. She was talking about Morey. Like, oh, this guy singing. She has not been in tune with the Dreamville camp or anything that's been going on. She has no idea that. This nigga getting signed and getting placed because you know Morey gonna want to get out of that 720.
Because
some nigga slid in his DM. Right, like, this looks legit.
I'm telling you, by the fourth quarter this year, he gonna start talking about, man, he want to be drop music, man. Certain money's missed from this account. Like, nah, man.
I still haven't gotten paid from this and this. Like,
but it's coming though. It's coming though.
But we agreed. He would put up the money.
That's not like if he drops a video or says anything about him not getting paid off of the 56 million views on, like, yo, that's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, hey, yo, it's his YouTube channel, but he'll still get paid for that. But the streams, anything that's uploaded to streaming platforms, yeah, he's not getting that. Cole has to buy him out of his deal. I said this in the group chat. Cole got to put a couple of M's, get him out of his contract, and then Maury's just got to have to give up Quicksand. you got to give up the rights just to get him out of his contract, because you know that's what that nigga gonna want. I want the rights. I want your masters. I want your public. Maury's just gotta be like, fuck it, yeah, you can have all that. I'm going to Dreamville, man. So Morey, man, get out that deal, man. Cole loves you, man. just get out of there. You know, he would be a great addition.
As long as you stay with QC, he'll be good, man.
Oh man. If he's a free agent, QC gonna be all over that. Cole, you just gotta go straight to Cole. Don't talk about it. Just go from your meeting with your mans to get out of that deal and walk straight over.
You want this mill five advance or do you want this color in?
You are in Fayetteville, $1,000 right now. He's talking about it, right? Like, yeah, I'm still there. How's that? They bump me up. Yeah, I'm still in there. I'm like, oh, yeah, get out of there. You know, but I got guns now, so you know, get out the hood. So I hope Maury gets out the hood. Hey, man, yeah, shout out to Boston singing, because I made a joke about him sounding like James Fauntleroy, which I still stand on. Wow, it was great melodies. He provided great melodies. Now, I didn't know he could do that. I just know him as a rapper. I just know him as a nigga that raps and a nigga that sells out First Ave because he has that type of fan base that he just sells out First Ave size venues everywhere he goes. He's in that realm with him and Currency and all the niggas. So shout out to him. So now I got the track list. Like, where are y'all? Y'all disappointed that Cameron didn't rap? Was y'all expecting? Because I know Oren was expecting Cameron's bars to come. Would that have thrown the flow off of the track the way Cole was rapping if Cameron came on?
No. I thought Cameron did exactly what he did, like it made sense.
It did. I loved it. I loved it. Cameron talk. If there's anybody I would want to talk to, because Cameron's such a funny guy, he's great. Cameron, I would love Cameron to just talk all over my shit in between verses.
Like, I will say Let Go My Hand was definitely a dope one, too.
Yeah, that was I forgot to talk about that. Let Go My Hand, that was really dope. Shout out to Boss again.
Shout out to Black. I know, man, I keep forgetting.
Yeah, Black. Yeah, they blended their voices together. Like, they blended their voices together. Like, oh, this one sounds like James Fauntleroy, but with a little extra soul in it. Oh, that's because they blended Black, or as the internet calls him, still Six Lack, just to troll him, and he gets mad about that. Like, my nigga, you picked that name. Sir, you put the six in front of the lack. Niggas gonna call you Six Lack. Niggas gonna just
you get mad about it. I was like, bro, you could have definitely spelled it a different way.
You definitely could have.
Well, you can spell Black if you want. If you want to be called Black, just
you could have did BLK Black. Or something. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
spell Black.
Or put the V. You know how niggas was trying to be cool, like ASAP Rocky tried to make it cool, replace the A with a V. You know, to make it look like, ooh, the A is upside down. Yeah, you could have did that. Niggas would have more understood that was Black than they would that. Yeah, Six Lack was Black. So that's on you. I hate when niggas get mad. They're like, oh, I hate when niggas call me by my Twitter name and all that stuff. Like, nigga, no one knows your real name. And yes, that you chose that. Okay.
you realize, like, you chose that. Like, you chose
you that. You chose that. You know what people call me? Brandon Ridley. My fucking handle. All right, dude.
And they be like, oh, really? I be like, yeah. That's what I put out to the world. Like, oh.
Exactly.
Orange brother, I get those. I just get. I got my own name like about seven, eight years ago. But, you know, once they got used to the Twitter handle and Instagram. But yeah. Shout out to that. What are y'all's favorites on the album?
On the album,
maybe share a track list if you need to.
I would say
dang. Or you can put it up on your phone, definitely.
I would say 95 South, Amiri, Applying Pressure, 100 Mil, and Let Go My Hand, and then I'm going to go Close.
Mm. Yeah. No,
he did ask for a favorite song, not a favorite.
Oh, my fault.
Well, I didn't say favorite. I said favorites. I don't know, like the absolute favorites that you, yeah, but yeah. Yeah, no, did you choose, is there a number one favorite that? Because for me,
I want to say 95 South, but I was talking when I say like the first track of the album, that's kind of like, oh, yeah, it's only the first track you listen to. So,
no, oh, it's the first. Oh, so that means it was downhill.
I repeat that song like 4-4. I was like, yeah, I like the first one. I like the first song. I'm like, oh, okay, typical. But yeah, I'm gonna go Mary's my first.
I'm gonna go close.
Love it. Yeah, and I feel like Close is an underrated track. It's crazy how we all love Close. I don't hear enough people talking about that one. Enough, which means that's how strong it is. You know, they say you're only as strong as you, even though it's not weak by any means, but like that, it's not talked about as much. And if that's that song is incredible. My number one favorite. Damn, that's tough. I'm probably Hunger on Hillside is probably my favorite. It's a tie between Hunger on Hillside and My Life. I really love My Life. My favorites on the album, 95 South, My Life, Amari, fucking fam. It's the whole fucking album, man. I'm looking at this, like, I'm trying to skip over some to like, I'm just gonna be naming a lot of fucking songs. I love this, and it's Cole Elite rapping, and he's not, and the greatest part, he's not done. Like, he has two more albums. He's about to drop. This was supposed to just warm y'all up for something. All right, yeah, got my rap. I wasn't satisfied.
Wait. So he is dropping multiple projects. Or?
It's a Boy and The Fall Off. Those are the two albums.
Oh, that's just coming.
Yeah, that's coming. Dope. People still don't know if, even though I think Cole kind of confirmed that It's a Boy, it's album. Like when y'all saw that list, when y'all saw the off season, It's a Boy and the Fall Off, yeah, those are the names of the album. Like, wait, so that name of the album is, if you like, wait, name of the album, like, is that It's a Boy supposed to be like a movie or something? Like, no, I'm giving you guys the list. You see how I got Revenge of the Dreamers 3 crossed off? You see how I literally got the album that I did cross off, and then I have the ones I've got. It's very simple, it's not that hard to understand. So, yeah, no. Yeah, everybody's talking about the Fall, but people forget that It's a Boy is coming. And people are like, no, It's a Boy just means he's having a kid. He's having another boy. And like, nigga, it's a list of my fucking albums. Like, why are y'all making this so complicated? Yeah, no, I definitely love the album. Shout out to
Cole, man.
Shout out to Cole. Shout out to Dreamville. Get Morey out that contract.
Shout out to Cole, but Drake, like, is he... like, is it the rollout? Like, everybody's saying, picture with it.
I was going to segue that. Damn it. Because I was going to say, hey, you know, it was two Drake topics that I wanted to take. I was going to segue to Nicki and Drake and then go Drake. Nicki also dropped because, you know, because Nicki will get mad at us. Like, oh, y'all gave all that. See, this is why y'all don't respect or love women, because y'all don't even. Nicki Minaj dropped a re-release with some new songs on it.
Nicki Minaj is the best female rapper.
She's the best female rapper of all time. She's the best.
I say that. I believe that. Yeah.
Wholeheartedly. Even though I kind of slandered last week when we talked about the whole versus Wayne sign. But hey, but listen, Nicki is the best female rapper. And the best female rapper dropped a re-release with 5 new songs for Beam Me Up, Scotty. I don't know if we all like consider them all new songs, because like Chirac's not new, it just wasn't on the original Beam Me Up, Scotty, because it was 2009. So Russ, my question to you, how do you feel about Scotty Beam saying we weren't outside in 09?
I was like, stop. Okay.
Like, who, your followers are 30 and up, like, what do you mean we wasn't outside? All your, like,
09, like it's 98 or something.
Right, she literally said, like fam, who is this tweet for, children? Like, nigga, what do you mean we wasn't outside when Nicki Minaj Itty Bitty Piggy was out? Like, nigga, we heard it. We all were there. We were all outside. Like, Orin, were you outside? No, were you outside? You remember Nicki Minaj Itty Bitty Piggy?
Yeah, like,
or was this before your time?
Like, yeah, it's like, oh, no, I was too young. Like, well, like, stop it. Like, no. That's what scares when people drop me. Just be doing the most. Like, just enjoy. Like, just enjoy.
Were you watching Paw Patrol when this came out?
Like, remember back when she said, like, when she listened to Lupe, she knew she needed to go to college or something like that. I was like, okay. I learned more from Lupe than I learned from college.
Lupe didn't go.
And somebody go.
Lupe's head.
It's like a Sky. Did you go to college?
She did. And she did not graduate. She went to Howard, I believe. Yeah, no, she didn't graduate. Yeah, no, she went.
That's on Lupe on that one.
Yeah, so
yeah, man, I thought the Nicki re-release is dope. I thought it was a good rollout too, as far as her like, kind of doing, like, you know, going live again too, and just like kind of saying where her headspace is. I think when she wrote the letter about, like, we know what she's going through, because I forgot that what happened, like, with her dad and stuff like that.
Yeah,
how he, like, passed away and stuff. So it was definitely saying, you know, she's a good getting a good headspace, like, you know, mentally, and, you know, saying she's, like, you know, back writing and doing music, so should be good. It's always good when she's kind of, you know, out there active.
Is Nicki Minaj a sociopath? Orin, go.
I feel like every grade at some point you gotta be a little sociopath.
No, but like, you know, do you think she dropped this album just so she can say, so y'all choosing to support this co-op, but y'all not support me? See, I don't get the respect I deserve. I don't. She's doing this on purpose so she can have a reason to come back angry and strong and rant on people. And she did this to test people's loyalty. And so that's why Drake had to do what he had.
Had to throw the alley.
Because if he was supporting Cole, he would have he had to get on that song. What do y'all think about Seeing Green? I've never heard anything like this before. I've never, the beat, wow. Damn, son, where'd you find this? Where'd you find this sample? How do y'all feel about Seeing Green? Let's talk about the song Seeing Green.
Man, you know, you already know.
Three-headed goat, as they're saying.
I told in the group chat, out of the songs they've done together, those three, that song is literally top top two. I'm sorry. Like, I looked at, like, the song they've done.
And it's not two.
Thank
it's
you. Top two. Okay, I want to make sure I wasn't reaching, but, like.
Truffle Butter.
Like, you got Truffle Butter. Like, No Fraud is one of the worst, like.
That no, yeah, that's why I said No Fraud. That shit is
trash. Like, I blame that 100% on Drake, because I knew that was a Drake song. I blame that 110. I looked at producers, that's an OVO-produced song, so that's all they false.
I feel like we should do this every week, where we take people who have collabed multiple times and then just rank their collabs, because we talk about Hov and Drake collabs and ranking them.
Drake and Ross, rank these collabs.
We got to rank the three-headed goat collabs. Bedrock's on. You got to count Bedrock.
Is Bedrock?
All three of them are on there.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go Seeing Green first. I might do Truffle Butter second. Maybe?
I'm not mad at that. No,
I ain't heard in a while, but it did its purpose. Three, I'm gonna go. Maybe only, I don't like only. Only.
I go well, I was only, say where you put only.
I would go only that just because I think only is better than No Frauds, and then I'm gonna go.
What about Bedrock?
I'm gonna go Bedrock fourth, and I'm gonna go No Frauds fifth.
Yeah.
Like, that's all
we might, are we miss? I feel like we might be missing one. I don't know. There might be some B side. Yo, was Nicki on Every Girl in the World? No.
I think so.
Well, yeah. All three of them. Because we gotta count the Young Money collabs where it was them three plus Gutta Gutta and Tyga. There was another song that I was thinking about. That Roger that with
was Drake on that?
No, Drake went on that. Damn it. Almost had one. Because if Drake was on Roger that, boy, that is at the bottom for me. Because off Tyga alone, he brought the percentage down on that one.
But yeah, I thought the song was dope. I thought it was, I thought Wayne killed that. Wayne just killed it. I thought they all killed the verses, honestly. They all.
There's a debate about who had the best verse. And the only way people are arguing is, this is why I don't respect people's arguments, because they have to say someone's versus is whack in order
to build somebody else up.
Y'all not putting up an argument on why someone. I can't give credibility because they all did their thing. But like, if you want to say someone's better, then yeah. But saying like, oh, the Nicki's verse, because Black Facebook has been killing Nicki's verse and praising Drake's. Like, Twitter has been killing Drake and praising Nicki.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because you don't want it with Nicki's fan base on Twitter. So I feel like, I don't know. But Black Facebook don't give a fuck. But either way, it's like, come on, y'all don't got to.
I'm going to go Wayne, Drake, and then Nicki. Yeah.
What did Wayne keep saying over and over on that fucking song?
Yeah, I thought, yeah.
I forgot what we did. The Diggs had jokes for Wayne's verse a little bit. But Wayne snapped. Wayne still got it whenever he wants to.
Yeah, Wayne, I'm sorry for what I said in that one podcast episode.
Damn.
Nobody remembers, but I'm sorry.
All you know is that
I was
just
wrong. Because ever since I said that, he was low-key bodying every single feature after that. So I was wrong. I'll admit it. I was kind of wilding, so.
Yeah, but we were the first podcast to really break the theory that, hey, Wayne was never really a great songwriter. He just gave us great raps. He was never great song wise. He would get lucky and have a right person that can structure a good hook and all stuff. But him, he comes there straight to just rap.
Yeah.
No bridges, no arrangements, nothing. I'm here to give you the best verse. If the song happens to turn out good, great. But I'm not good at making songs. I'm here to strictly rap and rap only.
What you think? If you had to rank them,
if you had to rank the verses on there.
If I had to rank the verses on there, I'm gonna give Drake number one. Like, he killed it. I'm going to go Drake, Wayne, Nicki.
Nicki at the bottom. Facebook would love that. They would love that take. No, because they like, if you're not number one, then you're trash. Like, that's like the whole internet's whole logic on this. And yeah. I don't fuck with that. But yeah, no, I think I'll give it to Drake. I feel like Drake had the best verse. Nicki and Wayne, I go back and forth about, but since Nicki is the best rapper of all time, and I don't want to smoke with the barbs.
I think you made a good move getting that song to Nicki, though. I think that was dope. I think that was like a good look on that one, because I think I don't see him actually putting out an actual project. So I'm like, otherwise, I just probably would have sat in a hard drive somewhere. So I'm like, throw the lob on that one.
Speaking of verses, who you got, man? Romeo or Bow Wow? Who y'all got? Romeo or Bow Wow's going down versus 20 songs. Do you got in the 20 songs?
I said 15, 5 Bow Wow. I said, what fucking
what five?
What five songs does Romeo have?
And, like, man, depends on what he plays ICDC against, man. Like, whatever he... Man, like, niggas was trying to pull shit out. The woodwork, a bunch of flops and shit. Like, yo, what about when he had that group, the college boys, and that footwork? Foot went on when the jerk movement was popping. And I was like, Pip, nobody remembers that song. And even if it was, it's not winning any fucking rounds. If that's your biggest hit and you put it up against Val's biggest hit, you're dying. You're dying a horrible death.
And then Romeo, he had to make the call, like, hey, man, let's just do something together, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, it's like, you know, it's always been love, you know? It's like, yeah,
nah. It's unity.
When the internet got in his ass and all that stuff. And then it turned into some weird conversation about like, money and, like, the freshest I'm is versus Romeo Shine like me. Like, but, like, fam, if you played that in a versus, Bow Wow's still going to win because that song was a fucking flop, all right? Like, only niggas who had Bear Share and downloaded that video and seemed to see it. That was me and Orin were the only ones that saw that video. So, back in Bow Wow's freshest I'm is going to win. I don't want to hear, like, yeah, well, we need this, but we need this, Master P. Like, 18, nigga, make it more than your dad. And he was like, everybody, yo, why we let him get that off? Because I don't think Bow Wow, if we look at it in retrospect, Bow Wow was not getting more than Master P. People thought because Master P wasn't prominent musically anymore that he was not making money anymore, and because you know we didn't have like internet like that where we can see that his net worth was.
Speaking of Master P, somebody said on social media that Master P wakes up every day and films an ad for some new product and he gets mad and we don't support it.
I believe, you know who believes that? Orin. I know Orin believes that. That's definitely what Master P says.
Oh, had the best thing. He was like, bro, like, I'm not about to support it. It's like, I need, like, it needs actually good quality. Like,
I'm not supporting your ramen noodles. Like, and until you come out with a caramel butterscotch ice cream, I'm not supporting that either. I'm not supporting your plain vanilla. I don't eat plain vanilla. There needs to be some type of Reese's or Oreo cookies, something, some type of caramel, something. I cannot have just, mess. And I don't even think it's good. You better have good distribution like you had them Rap Snacks, where Rap Snacks was in every fucking corn store. Yeah, and it was in every fucking corn store. But I need to see this ice cream like I see the Rap Snacks.
No, Russ, you actually eat Rap Snacks?
I had the chips once, like, it was a couple years ago. There was some
chips back. There was the barbecue Romeos. I don't know.
I only saw the Migos ones, the Dabber Ranch ones.
That's good. I had those.
Migos picked it. Speaking of music,
the timing was perfect, Gordon. It's like Dabber Ranch was out. They had chipped the Rap Snack. What do you want to call it? Well, it's crazy you ask. We happen to have the song called Dabber Ranch. It's marketing.
Speaking of Migos, they picked a terrible Thursday to drop. Like, they really, I'm like, man, y'all should have pushed that back. And the song, like,
and Sweetie.
Oh, she dropped too?
Remember she dropped that bum ass song with the fucking, the Batman, she was disgracing Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, with that video.
Sweetie on the clock. She got about 60.
She on the clock. Yeah, see what happens when she tries to make her own original song? And,
she got 60 business days.
Yeah, no, it's
it. Like, it's looking spooky. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. It's just, I'm tired.
Speaking of the verses, another thing I was right about, because I said this in pre-production last week, but I listened back, and I never actually said it on the podcast when I was telling y'all that the SWV versus...
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went exactly how I said it was going to go, and you bums confirmed it when y'all was arguing that, it was a tie, huh? Yeah, because it wasn't a win. Yeah, they didn't have them hits like that. Oh, yeah, what happened? What happened when they was playing their biggest hits? We got nothing. Oh, you don't got nothing? Well, what do you... Yeah, they say when these girls play Rain, and they was like, wow, Rain, that's crazy. You wrote that? You know, it's crazy because we write songs too. You know, so we wrote this song for Destiny Child. And everybody, it was the first time in Versus history where I saw, we've seen people play songs that they wrote for other people, but this is the first time where people was like, nah, man, Asterix, man, you supposed to go head up with these songs because SWV's playing all their own, and you playing, people put an asterisk like, no, that's L. And also, some of these songs didn't age very well. Doesn't have the timeless sound that Bugaboo don't hit like bills sounds trash now, and like it don't really work, and I didn't know internet had a problem with Destiny Child saying automobiles, like, fam, it was terrible wordplay. it was bad, and then they thought understanding was gonna beat weak in the knees. Like, nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of here, y'all thought understanding was gonna beat weak, and then get
did
the
tiny
fuck
show
out.
Did Tiny show up too? Or?
Tiny showed up. Her and her fake butt was killing me. It was hilarious. So there were so many fake butts on stage. Shout out to Atlanta, but that was hilarious. There was so many butt shots on that goddamn stage from Escape. It was hilarious. So much disproportion. But not body shaming, though. It's great. I go to strip clubs. Fake butts always all around me. So anyway, but shout out to that verse. I was right. It went exactly how I said it was going to go. In the order I said it was going to go. I was right about so many things in that battle. It played out exactly how I thought. Shout out to SVB. And Coco was shooken up. And she played Man in Black like I thought she would. So shout out to that. So the votes on that versus were not split at all. Speaking of splits, the podcast world, boy, it's been hot out here. It's been hot out here. Yes. I want to say to all of our listeners, the Sunday Dinner Podcast, we all have access to the books 24/7. We all have equal access to the books on Anchor and the money.
Everything is
three. Everything's three. Everything we do is split in threes. All right, Sunday Dinner Fest coming soon. Three ways. All right, it's gonna have everything is split in threes. All right, when we tour as a podcast one day, it's going to be split three ways on the show. It isn't going to be like, oh man, why is Orin and Russ's pay still the same when we sold 1500 seats versus when we sold 2000 seats and our pay is still the same, Brent? Like, they know that ain't nobody's name in the front of the podcast. The podcast is not named after anybody. No one wasn't famous from something, and then we started a podcast and brought two other people on. None of that happened. So just want to make that very clear, very claro. The Sunday Dinner Podcast is a third, and a third splits. So where?
Where do we start?
Niggas didn't get their splits.
Yeah, man. So long story short, the Joe Budden Podcast, they're going through a situation where
situation is done. There's no more. There's no.
Yeah, man, Rory and Maul are done. Joe didn't want to show the books, but I think it goes deeper, too. I think just overall kind of just seeing. Yeah,
It was a lot.
It was a lot. Just kind of like overall thing is when you go into business with people you know as friends, roles need to be established in the beginning. Like, it needs to, like, you get it, like, if you like for example, like with you guys, like, we all know, like, our role. Like, I feel like we all kind of have a good idea, like, what we bring to it. And we all know, like, hey, like, we all know we're equal in this together. But I feel like when there's a certain thing where, like, some person is, like, the higher up, like the leader kind of thing, and everyone else kind of doesn't fully get it, but they don't fully understand it like that. I feel like they can kind of cause those problems, and I feel like that kind of happens with them. Yeah.
I want to debunk this whole theory that, can't work with friends and family, can't hire family. And niggas on Twitter are like, all right, tell that to the Jews, the Koreans, tell that to the Italians, tell that to, yeah, like, it's only in our culture where we have where we really have these problems where, you can't hire and work with family and friends. I still got to see this nigga. I still got to see Orin. So, of course, I'm not going to, and we've established from the jump that this is a third.
And I feel like when we started, too, like, the conversation we had in the car when we were like, hey, like, everything we do, any decision we make, we're all going to run it by each other. Yeah. So we're all, like, in consensus with it. And if one of us is like, nah, I'm not with it, okay. We reassess it, go at it a different way. So
everything we do on this podcast is because we all agreed to
it. Yeah, like nobody's just like, oh, well, I guess I got to do it because, you guys are doing it. Like, it's like, no, it's like legit, like, we are legit in this together kind of thing. So I think that's the biggest thing. I just think you have to have that communication where people kind of know exactly. Like,
communication. Yeah, that's the word. That's the word of the day. Communication. All right. Communication.
And for me, it's always like, I control the board. I like, so there's no parks behind the scene. Like, there's no
engineer. There's no
whatever.
And it's all in house.
Yeah, it's
literally
definitely. And yeah, no, like I said, we do everything as far as just looking at each other. Like, yo, is it good? Is it not good? We gonna talk about it? Are we not gonna talk about it? Like, completely up to us.
Yeah, we always talk to each other as, hey, do y'all want to do this or do y'all want to talk? And we're also open to someone wanting to ask questions, like, if Russ has a question, so we're not like, hey, why are you asking us? Yeah. What, don't you trust me? like niggas, like Joe really gave them the pebbles. Yeah. Why are you asking about the book? Oh, what, y'all don't trust me? Ain't that what Pebbles said to TLC? Isn't that what Pebbles said to TLC? Like, oh, don't y'all trust? Wow, after all I've done for y'all, Joe literally said, oh, after all I put y'all. Yeah. When you start doing that makes it look worse. Like, hey, fam, it's not a disrespect thing.
And I feel like with him, I think from what I kind of got from his perspective, it's kind of like, you guys know how I am kind of thing. And like, like, I don't know, I feel like he feels like, you guys know, like, I care about you, so I shouldn't have to, like, go and kind of explain myself kind of thing. But, like, I think when I originally heard Joe's side, I was like, oh, because I thought, like, he put up, like, 100% of the money, and then he was just bringing them on. It's like, okay, I'll give you guys percentages. But the fact they said, like, hey, like, our, pay is based on, like, actual, like, performance kind of thing, and, like, how, like, it's performing, that's how we know how much we're going to make. I'm like, okay, so them asking for an audit's not, like, out of pocket. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, like, I want to know, like, how my money's looking. Like,
yeah.
Are we up or are we down?
Especially like, after a discrepancy of $400,000. They're like,
that's a lot of damn money.
That's a lot of damn money missing. Like, yeah, I you know.
And the fact Rory said they found out about the Patreon deal, like, on the episode when we all found out about it, that's
wild. Like, that's you tell your man, you just announced about, yeah, you know, we're now Patreon. Dude, like, wait, what? Like, you're just telling us live on air? Like, we could have.
I told everybody, when he was talking about how he bought them Bitcoin with their bonuses, I was like, that's a red flag because they didn't know about that, and they didn't understand how the Bitcoin stuff worked.
How it worked either, yeah. So
this ain't looking too good.
You definitely got to talk to anything pertaining business. But then, like Joe said, he told Maul that this podcast is none of your business.
Yeah,
which is wild because this is something that built. It was built. This is what's not being discussed. The podcast, what made it take off. Yes, Joe is a name, and so a lot of people did not know Rory Maul before the podcast. However, what made it take off was the chemistry. People tuned in because of that, not because like, yo, I just want to hear what Joe. Because Joe's done other things where it's just him, and it didn't work, a la solo career or in rap and all that stuff. But when other people play a part in taking something to the next level, yeah. These guys deserve credit, not just a pay, like a percentage. Like, if they're helping you build something, they helped you build it. That's not even deniable. They helped you build it because you had the podcast before they were on there, before Maul was on there. And Joe, you know, and Rory said that him and Joe were talking about, yo, Maul is actually taking it. Let's bring him on because he's going to help it take it. And it took it to the next level. So, yeah, no, when you're building something with somebody and they both kept reiterating that, yeah, we know how Joe is, but we never thought he would do this to us. We never thought he'd do it to us. And we've seen that situation happen. We've seen it happen with relationships with girls. Like, oh, yeah, but he would never do that to me. Or people think, oh, I already know he would always do it like that. But that's my man. He would never do that to me. Like, people always feel that way. So yeah, they had to go. They knew how he was, but they didn't actually think that Joe would do that to them.
Yeah, and
so.
I think also too, when they were like, when they were talking about the audit thing, he was like, I think Joe told Maul, like, you don't think LeBron asked Jeannie Buss for audit? He was like, no, because LeBron's on salary, so he knows even the Lakers lose money, he's getting his $40 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a
being on salary and having a percentage of something is two different things. LeBron doesn't own a percentage of the Lakers. He has like, no matter what happens, if the Lakers don't sell no tickets, he's still guaranteed. You still have to pay LeBron.
It's up for me.
His contract, you know, his contract is still there. So that doesn't matter. That's not LeBron's problem.
Yeah,
with Lakers, you guys still have to pay me. So
yeah, and I think like I said, I listened to last night yesterday's episode of Joe and them. I think for that episode they brought the therapist on, it came off very like, you know, when you like people take accountability, but they kind of say, well, they pushed me to that point, or they kind of put me in that point. It kind of came off very like, yeah, I'm kind of sorry, but still, like, I meant what I did. I meant what I said. I just kind of couldn't have said all the extra stuff onto it. So, I mean, I wish them the best, but I mean, the best case scenario at this point, they better hope they're at least still friends, because like,
yeah,
you go on there and tell me I'm basically like the way he did Maul, I was like, okay, you basically called Maul like a hanger on, basically saying that like,
yeah,
he would, like, he lived with you and like he would buy laundry detergent and like store it in his room. Like, bro, yeah,
like he was just down, yeah, like, you got, you. Like, fam, I was out here doing my things, and not because I wanted to, I was, you know, I was out here hustling. I was doing my thing. I had money. You didn't find me on no corner, bum dude at 7-Eleven stinking. No, I don't make it look like you just found me. And he's Big's brother. He's all right.
When he was talking about the consequence thing, he's like, when consequence pulled up on Joe, like, I'm the one that came down with my people, like, after the whole thing happened, and like, you know, made sure Joe was good. So I don't know, I just feel like the way he handled the situation, I'm just like, man, if you guys had that much animosity, like, you maybe shouldn't have did the episode. You know what I mean? I feel like the episode they dropped on Wednesday where, like, they pulled it later, that's the episode that never should have went out. I'm like, yo, like, Parker, somebody should have been like, hey, no. Like, I wouldn't even got that because it got out and they
Parks
pulled it.
Parks has a wedding and a mortgage to pay for.
Parks said, I got priorities, man. I got love for Rory and Maul, but
and I don't want no percentages of this podcast. Hey, listen, I just need to get this check. I just bought a house. I need to pay this mortgage.
Yeah, man, it's just, yeah, I think for anybody, like, even not in pockets, just business, I think this, it was definitely like a learning situation for a lot of people, because you can just look back, hey, like, you know, like, this is like, Like, the idea of them doing it together was cool, but this is, like, the idea of, like, this is what you're not supposed to do as far as just, like, you know, how when it gets to having those tough conversations, and, like, when you start getting positions where, like, certain people, like, I feel like, too, like, if you watch as much as, I'm pretty sure you listen as much as I do, you can kind of tell in episodes, even, like, earlier this year, like, there was, like, it's not hitting the same.
You know what I mean? The energy was off. And they confirmed a lot of that was happening at different points, different eras, and why the podcast the way it was during those eras. Now, one thing that also needs to be noted is also the whole academics thing when they brought that up, because it is wild. So people will argue and debate the whole Joe Roy Act thing, but the Joe Maul and Act thing, that's not even debatable, because Maul is your man's.
Yeah.
From years back. And then Joe has even admitted on the newest podcast, like, yeah, no, he don't speak to Act like that. He admitted that Act's not like his man's close mm-hmm. like that. But so for you to a nigga beefing, talking shit, if a nigga feels comfortable talking shit about your man's to your face, that's not cool. I don't want to hear, oh, but he worked with Act, and you're like, but that's not his man. And even Joe, he said, I don't really talk to Act like that, but, you know, I'm just doing business, whatever. But yeah, nah, so that whole Roy thing, people that argue, oh yeah, but Roy started it, but him and Maul, nah, that's not cool. If I had a coworker, like, you know, at US Bank that was just talking shit and felt comfortable and cool with talking shit and laughing about Russ, I'm not cool, because I don't want you coming to me, because everybody's seen that meme. I don't want to hear about you saying so said something about me. I want to know why they felt comfortable saying it around you, and why you all laughed. Like, yeah, now that's not good. That's questionable off rip. So yeah, no.
All I'm gonna say is I'm glad I started a podcast with two brothers I know very well. Yeah, I'm saying, as far as you guys, I know you guys, like, you guys are thorough too, so I'm just like, I know how you guys are and how you guys operate, and you guys are basically like on the same mindset as me. So I'm like, I'm glad, like, you know, we've had that situation where it's like we literally are on the same page. So shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to me.
And we Sunday Dinner Podcast will never do you like the JVP.
JVP, we all started together. it's just the way it is, you know. We'll never break up, like Drake has been breaking up these engagements. Oh, and what's up with your man's? What is this story about Drake flying out?
Did I tell you the story, Drake a nasty man.
Oh, Drake a nasty brother. Or you got to hear this story about Drake.
So basically, allegedly. So I guess there's this guy on Instagram him and his girl, Drake flew him out to work on an album, right? And I guess the guy said once he flew him out, he was supposed to sign his girl to OVO, and I guess Drake ended up like smashing her, and then that broke up their engagement. And so there's a video of this dude, like, so after it happens, he like starts dropping these cryptic posts. He dropped a post that said, I don't drink champagne poppy or some corny shit like that. And he dropped some posts of him like working out in the gym doing like parkour and a whole bunch of like karate and shit, and people were just like, bro doing all that just to get shot by Chubbs in the future. But then, like,
that's hilarious. Oh,
but then that one line on Seeing Green, Drake said, known her 8 years, still fuck her like a new husband. I guess like that's supposed to be like a line, because the dude was engaged. They were engaged for 8 years, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then people were talking about that. But yeah, that dude basically ran the whole thing. And that girl, like, she was like online. She posted like a video, like her like singing, and it was basically telling the dude, like, you know, like, we wish you the best kind of thing. But yeah, dude, basically he was going on like a press run, basically saying Drake ruined his whole engagement.
No, wait, but shout out to this poor dumb girl that thinks it's gonna work out for her. Like, yeah, like Drake's not about to wife you now and just be like, you thought the grass was greener on the other side. Like, when Drake cut you off, like Picasso, yeah, Van Gogh, or whoever, shout out to Cole. But yeah, no, like, yeah, no, like, you gonna feel really stupid. Like, I don't know what you think you about to gain from this now. You slept with Aubrey. You thought this is about to further your career and get signed. Drake's about to. Yeah, Drake's not your man. it's not gonna work out how you thought.
Yeah, you're not getting signed up.
You broke up that.
You're gonna be
looking
to keep
you
on the album at this point. I don't even know how it's gonna end.
Drake don't keep nobody on his album. So
back when O said, I honestly don't know where the album is. Like, my prediction is still June 11th. I'm gonna stick on that until we get to June 11th. It's not here.
Yeah, that's we still holding up hope. It's crazy how much changed in the week. Cause last week I was super hopeful, like all three are dropping.
One of my guys is like, they're gonna drop. He's like, Cole 1 week. I'm like, bro, they're not gonna drop weeks back.
No,
that's absolutely not gonna happen.
No,
I take
Isaiah Rashad, and it's just, you're not getting the Kendrick album right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the Kendrick album. I don't know, man.
The Kendrick album is coming.
It's coming, man.
It's not coming.
I'm like, telling you where it's coming. It's coming. Scary they, hours.
They gave you Cole, man. Like, relax. That Kendrick album isn't coming.
You know, hey, man, that's Dreamville, man. Listen, Kendrick, you know what else is coming? The Kendrick and Cole album. The collab is finally coming. You know, the conspiracies are wild now. You know, Cole's opened to work with them now because he said on the KD, so confirmed, the Kendrick and Cole album. And we're going to get another Cole album on top of that. And we're going to get the Kendrick album on top. Whoa!
I was telling my guys, I'm like, bro, like, he's like, it can still happen. I was like, no. It's like, this was like 3 or 4 years ago. I'd probably have hope, but like, I just feel like now, I feel like most collab albums now from like the higher tier artists, like, we're not gonna see that. Yeah. We gonna see a bunch of other people. We got like, you know, obviously
niggas that we didn't ask for.
Like, Lil Baby, Lil Durk is cool. Like,
it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. Future gonna collab with whoever.
Yeah, Future and Baby Tate probably gonna come out next.
Yeah, Future gonna keep being down with doing that shit, but.
Yeah, we gonna probably see like a.
We gonna see Jaddy and Reason. But we not going to get...
I'm going to save my Reason opinion.
I know. I did, man.
I think you know what I'm
saying. I know. Hey, man, but the nigga can rap, man. Hey, man, nigga, the personality, he's going to go down that Wale path. He's not going to be likable. It's a... He really don't want... he be saying... I be catching him saying some shit on like Instagram under other people's Instagram comments. I'm like, fam, nigga.
Relax.
PR team. Be co-signing. He be co-signing shit like... Niggas that just be dogging women and now like, yeah, this is the real fam. Yeah, no, this is real. Y'all don't want to hear the truth. Like, Reason, you're not going to make it. Oh, fuck. Nigga like, yeah, no, that nigga got to relax. He can rap, though. He's amazing. He rap. TDE did the right thing, signed him at that point. But boy, as a person, boy. Oh, boy. It's not going to... The likability factor is definitely going to weigh him down.
So my going back to like the Kendrick drop, my question is, so...
It's a boy. That's the Kendrick and Cole. It's a boy is going to be the Kendrick and Cole.
So my whole thing too is, so Kendrick, he has a festival in June, so that's why I'm like, is he gonna? So I'm like, is he just gonna? Unless he's gonna pull up and just do like a whole bunch of old music, or like I don't know what the like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, is he gonna do Damn Again? Which like, you know, pretty sure that festival. I think that crowd probably should be happy to get what they get from Kendrick at that point. Kind of.
They should be happy they're getting a show from Kendrick.
Yeah, they're getting a fucking show. They're
getting an appearance from Kendrick. Shout out to Kendrick, fan of the festival. A friend of the festival, you know. He ain't said no yet. Hey, also, do you guys want to also talk about how we were right about the Her rebrand? The Her rebrand is coming. The sexual Her rebrand. Chris Brown, I see. She got the glasses are coming off. They already came off it. She just didn't face the camera when she did it. But we got the side view of her with the no glasses on.
Shout out to her for carrying that Khaled album. You know, like...
But that come through record with her, Chris Bradley, that video, like, yeah, the rebrands come, they're trying to sexualize Gabby.
did we talk about what Khaled sold first week?
No, what did he sell?
He did like 93,000.
Whoop.
Moneybag Yo,
terrible.
Did friend of the show, Moneybag Yo did 102.
Friend of the show, money, shout out to Moneybag Yo. Cryptic message from Khaled, like, these albums that y'all.
Yeah, but he didn't get beat by Tyler Creator again, so he wasn't like, you know, on Instagram complaining or anything. So,
but
he
like,
got beat by Moneybagg Yo.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Well, yeah, but mind you, 3 weeks earlier, like Rod Wave did 100.
I was about to, yeah, Rod Wave was like, he was all Bieber shit.
Yeah, a lot of people been out selling, but no one's had a conversation that Bieber is not this huge pop star that used to be as far as selling albums anymore. That Arizona.
We could talk about it.
We could talk about it. But we got so much other stuff to talk about that I got on this list written down. I don't know if y'all saw. We talked about this before on the podcast. Another thing we was right about, it's just going to keep unfolding with Jaleel White, man. He's embracing the man, the Urkel thing. Now he's decided to sit down
and do
the unsung about his career. It's mainly just about Family Matters. Like, but,
yeah, because wasn't he... Because I saw like a clip of it. Wasn't he talking about like how he can't talk about Myra? At the
he can't.
I always forget about that.
He can't talk about her without crying. Cause, yeah, but and I was like, how like yeah, she was working. She was working at a waitress, like because she couldn't work in acting because like when they reduced her role and stuff and they were like phasing her out. But she didn't work as a waitress in L.A. because she didn't want anybody to know. Yeah. She was so saying she was working like he said some town like far out. So that people in LA didn't know that,
okay.
And Steve was the only one that knew. Also, another thing, one thing that we've always known, and I think pretty much consensus have always known about Family Matters, is how Urkel shaves the show from cancellation and ratings. And
kept
the lights on. Urkel definitely kept the lights on there, which is something we already know. But what I didn't know is when Urkel came on that show, and it got super hot. You know how at the beginning of the episodes, because Urkel came on, they said episode 7 or episode 12, one of the two. They said they,
you know better than me, I don't know.
Yeah. But he came on whatever episode it was, he came on, and it took off, right? So, you know how at the beginning, before the opening credits, they always have like a scene, like when, by the time Urkel was on, they would do the scene where like Urkel would come over and he want to show Carl his new invention, and then he'd blow the hole in the ceiling or blow up the kitchen, blow the windows out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He would show Carl something, he would fuck up the house, and then it would go, and it'd go the theme song and stuff. Like, he would always do that. And then the house will miraculously be fixed by the time the episode starts.
Their home insurance must have been nuts.
It was terrible. They did an episode about that, too, about how Carl tried to find a home insurance. Like, but didn't you come here last week about, your door got blown? And then a month before that, your garage blew up, burst into flames. Like, and it, like, he couldn't get insurance, so he had to just part of the way. But anyway, what I was going to say was, you know how they do those opening things before the opening credits? So before Steve was on the show, obviously because Steve wasn't on the show, they would do whatever fluff piece, whatever, before the opening credits. Steve Urkel was so hot that in post, they shot some extra scenes with Steve Urkel. And then they took those scenes and they replaced whatever those opening scenes were in those first 7 episodes and put Steve Urkel in it. Like, so now if you go watch reruns, the episodes where Urkel wasn't even introduced on the show yet, he's in the show. That's how crazy it was. That is insane. The fact that they rewrote history. like Urkel wasn't in them first 12 episodes, but they gave him an extra 5. So now they shot some extra scenes in post-production and put them in the earlier episodes before Steve Urkel was even on the show, just so they could have extra Urkel in the scenes and get them ratings up. That is nuts.
I feel like that's like the first show where like I watched it back like as I got older, and I was like, because I think like even that, like the Cosby Show, like I think I watched it when I was like maybe like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like obviously years after it came out, and I was like, I had a way better appreciation for it too.
Yeah,
because I honestly don't even know like the Family Matters like season and stuff. Oh, this happened in season 2 or 3. Like,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, not yet. No.
the episodes run. I will say I like the older seasons better.
Yeah,
the older seasons I feel like were more like covering a little more serious topics, like the one when
the gun was brought.
Yeah, and Eddie got pulled over by the cops.
Like,
Carl was killing it, man. Shout out to him, man. But once they start getting that shit in like sci-fi, and motherfuckers going back in time and shit, and he was making up fucking crazy ass inventions. Like, yo, okay, y'all definitely just trying to end this shit.
Like Key and Peele said when they did the Urkel spoof skit, like when they had Jordan Peele, that dope shot, those prosthetics, they had him looking just like Carl when he was good. They had the scene where he was just complaining to the producer about a show, like, this script is bullshit. like this is supposed to be a blue collar knockoff Cosby Show. Now you turn it into goddamn Quantum Leap. What the like? Then the next episode, you got Steve turns Carl invisible, and then the rest of the family, and then also clones himself, so that's 2 Steve Urkels and no family on a show called Family Matters. How the fuck does that work? Like, they were just...
It's just, I don't know, man. They just definitely are trying to do too much. And, like, I respect, like, the ambition, you know what I'm saying? You know, we try to, like, you know, go to different balance on TV shows, but I feel like with that, I'm just like, yo, y'all were definitely wilding, because they had some good stuff. But I do want to say, once they got rid of the daughter who went upstairs and never came back, the show took off at that point.
It definitely took off. That was another thing. I started thinking about it, just watching Urkel on that, and just thinking about how hilarious it is that Urkel came on the show, and then he got so big. It's like, all right, well, listen, we got to start making some cuts so we can make some room for some more Urkel. Daughter just act like it never happened.
And it's crazy because, like, her character had, like, no purpose really either, which is terrible to say, but, like, she didn't, like, really do anything. Like, I can't remember a single episode where I'm like, yo, her name was Judy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't, like, oh, man, Judy was, she was great in the episode. I don't remember a single episode where I can say she actually really stood out, but I do feel really bad because I saw her on Celebrity Rehab, and after that, she became, like, a huge drug addict. And, got, like, porn and shit.
Yeah. So, like, oh, shit. So, yeah, she had a tragic story. But that's great. If that wasn't the only thing that happened because of Urkel, what also they had to get rid of is, like, all right, we got rid of Judy. Damn, the show needs some more Urkel. Aunt Rachel, get the fuck out of here.
So I always meant to ask people, like, so when it came down to her and Richie, what exactly happened with that stuff?
Let me tell you what happened.
I totally forgot.
The funny thing is, they said when they kicked Judy off the show, they had made up something like, oh, she went to go stay with Aunt Rachel in Detroit, but Rachel was still on the show. It was weird. And then they kicked off Aunt Rachel off the show, and they decided to keep Richie. And when they kept Richie, they brought in another actor to co-star with him, which is
3J, right?
3J. And then 3J was probably like, yo, Richie, get the fuck out of here. Richie, get your boring ass out of here. So now it's just 3J.
Where did Richie go story-wise?
Richie didn't know go. After 3J came along, he was like, yo, this kid is talented. Get Richie the fuck out of here. This Orlando Brown kid, boy. He's just charisma. He just steals the show. He just steals the scene. Him and Steve Urkel, we don't need nobody else. Matter of fact, Waldo, get the fuck out of here, too. Waldo wasn't even in the last two seasons. I didn't even know that. I didn't realize that. Like, goddamn, y'all got rid of Waldo. I love Waldo.
But that was back when shows used to get rid of people and never give you an explanation.
Never gave the explanation.
Just make up your own theory, you know.
They did that. But that, not on my TV show. That was always hilarious to me that they fucking got rid of. When they brought on Orlando Brown to be with Richie on the show, they're going to adopt 3J. But then Orlando Brown just kept stealing the show. And he was like, man, get Richie the fuck out of here. There's no more Richie on the show. All we need is Orlando Brown. We got Orlando Brown, and we got Urkel. And then we got Laura and Eddie for Urkel to have a storyline with, and Carl. and then Harry was like, this is bullshit. And she left.
Yeah, she left.
That left that last season. And she left in the middle because the actress that came in, she only came in for 7 episodes, the final 7. That was it. Like, Harry was there in the final 7, but she's like, this is the dumbest shit. I'm like, yo, this is ridiculous. This is not a family show anymore. This is sci-fi. Like,
was that back when they put, because I think after that, didn't Harry do like a couple episodes a while later? Then didn't she end up doing like Proud Family like a while after that?
Yeah, Proud Family was like 2000s.
Can we talk about how they're rebooting that show? Okay, Hollywood. If a show is okay, if Proud Family was not that good, to be like, yo, you got
to
bring
damn,
it back.
Damn, we disrespecting Proud Family?
Fuck that
shout
show.
Shout out to Kylie Pratt, man. Shout out to Kylie Pratt, man.
That show was
love
cool,
you.
But it is not cool enough to say, hey, yo, you know, be fired, we bring it back. No, like, ain't nobody been like, yo, they're the same age, too. They're not getting older. Like, they wearing the same clothes. Animation's the same.
Well, it's easier to bring back cartoons than it is to bring back a reboot of a live action show. Because cartoons, all you got to do is just come in and do the voice. But no one, nobody said, I demand Tommy Davidson to come.
I demand to see Proud Snacks back on TV. Where's
Paula Jai Parker to play the wife? They funny fact, they drew the mom and dad off of Martin and Gina. Like that's what they sketched them after when they drew the.
How long to do it? Are they still gonna do a Martin reboot or are they killing that?
No, Martin said no. Martin said no.
Death to all. Death to the reboot.
So shout out to sorry, Teach Campbell. Tashina Arnold's doing just fine, but Tisha Campbell, shouldn't have got divorced. Shout out to Dwayne Martin.
I'm surprised they tried to.
Dwayne Martin's fine. He got Will Smith in the back pocket. But
hey, yo,
Tisha Campbell.
Back to my reboot. Yo, bring all of us back. That was my shit, man. Hey, Will, bring it back.
Lisa Ray ruined it. She ruins everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was Lisa Ray's fault, and she fucked it up. Hey, yo, and Tony Rock has never forgiven her.
Just right.
Because she stopped her Tony Rock check. Tony Rock was mad
just
about it.
Just write her out the show. Just write out the show.
They should have. That would have saved the show. But, you know, Lisa Ray always got to ruin shit. But y'all did that. Do y'all want to talk about how Chance the Rapper's bringing back Home Alone 2? Okay. Home Alone 3. No, okay. We don't got to talk about that. All right. Here's another movie. Michael Jordan, Space Jam 2. Confirmed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to tell everybody this. I'm the Space Jam 2 marketer, spreading the propaganda.
So spread that shit, Russ.
Don Cheadle, you should have probably not told everybody that. They probably should have just waited for the movie. But
Don Cheadle leaked it. He's the Tom Holland of the franchise. He's
But I do want to see how they're gonna do it. Because I think we can bring O on board now.
As a Jordan fan, the passing of the Jordan's gonna be a part of it. Or you can't not support
now,
Jordan Orton.
Even if he's just in the crowd gambling on the game, bro. Like,
it would be dope with him passing the torch, whatever, telling LeBron how to do it. No, he's not gonna be in the crowd like gambling.
He's definitely gonna be gambling. He's gonna be good. He gambled on set. That's what, Don Cheadle lost money trying to play the quarter against the wall game with Michael Jordan. Shout out to The Last Dance. Shout out to SNL. Did a hilarious skit. Key from Key and Peele was the host last night, and they did a Jordan Last Dance skit with the head of security dude, and Jordan's gambling problem got out of control. That shit was fucking funny. It's always fun to make fun of Jordan's gambling addiction that he denies. Like, when niggas say, no, I'm just competitive. I'm just really, really competitive.
I actually don't know if he denies it. He just more so.
He's probably like, no, I'm just very competitive. Kept saying, no, I'm just very competitive. So do you believe Jordan has a?
I think he's just really competitive.
We had this on your podcast, like, but not like to ruffle the feathers.
I'm Michael okay Jordan. With the Jordan sponsorship at some point. So
so at some point.
Jordan, you are the greatest, man.
Yeah. Man, he is, man. But, and we will support Drake Jam 2, seeing it. But we got to keep that same energy for Home Alone 8. Chance the Rapper. Bring it. Is it in Chicago yet? He said he has to do it for Chicago because it's just. If,
bro, I don't want. No, because they're going to. No. He said, no, because no one's going to happen. They're going to get Lena Waithe involved, and they're going and like, you know, we always joke.
What if it's Kev from The Shy that's starring? And, he said he's going to be realistic. It's going to be two siblings. It's going to be Kev and Jake shooting at it. Like, if you break into someone's house, we're going to show you what happens when you really break into somebody's house in Chicago.
Nah, it's going to be Kev and Keisha. No, but I'm telling everybody, all those jokes we always have, like, what if like, oh, this is black people, this would be crazy.
Yeah.
They're going to actually do this and be like, oh, man, you kind of like.
Yeah, he's gonna play up some stereotypes.
Yeah, like, man,
it's gonna look nasty. Nah, he's gonna not. Chance is gonna. If the only thing Chance is gonna do in this era, like, this ain't 2016 no more. You gonna fuck up? Yeah, like this.
I wanna remind everybody again. I'm glad I was on the right side of history in the Chance the Rapper discussions, but you know it is what it is.
Right. So
Chance, just go back doing that one show you did, Cardi B, on Netflix. I do season two. What was it called?
The rap game. Yeah. That show. They're all the same.
They brought all those people to. Oh, you want a bigger industry? Only to pick Sir's little brother.
To pick D Smoke. Only to pick the nigga that was already connected with TD.
Sir, you've already worked with Miguel, bro. Why are you here? Like,
you were doing fine. You had.
Yo, if I was I forgot who came in second. I think it was Flawless. Whatever. I would have been so pissed. Like, fam. Like,
I bet Flawless pissed because the fact that you couldn't even remember the name. That's like, two is not a winner, three nobody remembers. Like, hey, but, okay, so winding down, Rust, update us on where you at with Snowfall.
Oh man, yeah, so as our podcast listeners know, I started my Snowfall, getting back into it, finished season one, I think last week, finished season two on Friday, and I was like, yo, I'm cool here, I'm just gonna chill. And I was like, you know what, let's go start season three, you know what I'm saying? No, let's get into that. So yeah, me and B were talking before pre-production. I said, like, I think it was dope. I think it's dope seeing, like, how Franklin in his first season, how he's, like, super new into kind of being like, oh, shit, this is how shit kind of is. Like, I'm really, like, new in the game. And season two of being like, hey, I have some experience, but I'm still trying to, like, you know, get my bearings as far as, like, trying to make sure everything is, like, you know, cool and good to go. And then season three is like, yo, like, I got some experience under my belt at this point. Like, let's expand it. Let's, like, you know, get more high-level customers. And then you get to also kind of see, like, how the impact of what he's doing is actually, like, what it's having on his community, and also kind of seeing, like, how personal relationships he has is actually being affected, too.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, that shit's fire. So, I'm mad at myself. I didn't really catch on. Everybody else did, but
Franklin has a conscience, is what you're saying.
Yeah, man, like, yeah. It's
he's a dealer with a heart of gold.
Yeah, man, like, you know, like, kind of seeing, like, just how, like, he's blowing up, but then also, like, new threats are coming in, too, and then kind of also seeing, like, just I don't know, just overall just kind of seeing, like, his acting is ridiculous. Like, just, like, his presence and just, like, certain scenes you catch him and just, like, how he's, like, just the tone and stuff. I'm just like, man, this is.
It's only going to keep going. You're going to get some more great scenes from
him. It's the simple shit. The way he just be looking in scenes, I'm just like, yo, got it, man. It's different.
Damson for T'Challa?
Man, I was watching for a couple hours. I'm like, man, for a second, I'm like, hey, what he doing ain't that bad anyway. And I was like, nah, he kind of low-key fucking screams. Relax. But, like, I was like, I'm out here like Avi. I was like, I'm kind of cool with him. And I was like, okay, never mind. He a little fucked up, too. But I will say Teddy's character, I'm a little tired of him at this point. I am a little tired of the Mexican wrestler. Buddy, he got to go. They got Claudia out of here.
His role will be reduced in season four.
I'm happy for that. They got Claudia bum-ass out of here, too, talking reckless and doing crazy shit. So get her out the paint. Who else? Wanda's on
put
crack.
Put her in dirt.
Yeah, Wanda was on crack, and when they kind of showed it, like, I think it was season two, when she was messing around with it, I was just, like, having fun. Yeah, get her out the paint real quick. And also, you know, Leon cool, but, you know, when they had the gun, like, in season three, and they were just, like, walking around, like, the whole, like, neighborhood just shooting at, like, lights and shit, I was like, okay, this is a little reckless. But, yeah, I'm excited to kind of see where it goes, to kind of just see, like, I've seen all the clips online. So, like for example, like, when I used to see, like, all, like, the GIFs and, like, memes, like Game of Thrones, I had no idea what was going on. And I watched it, I was like, that's fire. So, I think with this now, I can kind of actually understand it. Like, I'm like, okay, I get the content. It's like the Captain America thing. I get that. I understood that.
Yeah,
so.
You'll definitely understand when you finally get to that scene. In Compton, he is the one.
Yeah, man. You're
going to stay off his corners? You're going to leave his people be? Oh, that was a great Franklin impression right there. But, shout out to him. Nostalgia. You guys want to get into some nostalgia?
I'm trying to think of one.
Orin, was there any music or shows or anything you may have revisited?
I haven't.
Because I believe I have. If you didn't have a nostalgia tribe, I might have one for you here. So, Orin, 1997. Which film were you preferring as a kid? Did you prefer Men in Black or Will Smith's album Big Willie Style? Which one defined your youth more? Because you.
Okay. Well, of course, Man in Black. Like.
But you loved Will Smith as a rapper. Hey, man, he was popping.
Yeah.
Not to put you on blast, but we were on the fan wagon as a Will Smith as a rapper.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I definitely understand that. But it's definitely Bad Boys. That whole era of Will.
So it's undeniable era. For my nostalgia, well, there's two things. One isn't that it's pretty recent, but I just started binge watching the show, The Last OG, on Netflix, and
I'm still gonna watch that.
Really funny show, and thank God Tiffany Haddish is doing something different on the show. It's not the typical Tiffany Haddish role. Thank God, they got her acting normal as a person. Now the story's real. Shout out to Jordan Peele. And when Jordan Peele, someone who actually has direction and creativity, yeah. You know, you're trying to control these loose cannons like a Tracy Morgan and stuff. But it was great, nice story, like a lot of funny shit going on and drama and all that shit. There's an episode where he goes back to selling crack, but he's like, all right, it's 2021, I don't want to get caught, so let me just call it something else. Because he finds an old stash from his days as a drug dealer from like 20 years ago. He finds it in the wall of a house. And so they're super yellow. So he starts selling like, we can't call it crack. We got to call it something else. It's called Lemon Drops. Lemon Drops. They start selling drugs and calling them Lemon Drops to these Wall Street guys. Like, wow, Lemon Drops. Yeah, you just smoke it. You just smoke a Lemon Drop. Oh, man, it'll make you feel great. so he got the whole Wall Street cracked out. It's hilarious. But also, Urkel, I want to go back to that. Urkel deserved better. I'm going to stand on that. Myra over Laura all day. She loved Urkel for him. In his brains, Laura did not get on the bandwagon until Urkel got a job with NASA. Until all these inventions started making him some fucking bread. Oh yeah, you couldn't resist then. You was dating nothing but fuckboys that kept cheating on you. You even dated a nigga that lied on his dick and said he smashed. And then Eddie had to hem that nigga up one day. And Urkel never did that to you. Urkel would never do that to you.
Urkel was a good guy. Yeah,
Urkel was a great guy. Man, shout out to Myra, man. She saw through all that, man. She didn't care about the superficial. All right.
Yeah, man. So,
Laura was superficial.
Oh, absolutely. I'm trying to think what my nostalgia is. I thought it was gonna be Holes, but I think I talked about that last time.
You want to talk about Cleo Thomas, 2010? He did the song first.
Oh
and,
yeah.
And then Nicki stole the "Seeing Green" line. Nicki stole the "Seeing Green" bars from "Seeing Green." She stole the beat and she named the song "Seeing Green." when Cleo Thomas clearly, that was wild.
Cleo Thomas, let's be real. That rap career, no one remembers that.
So. He was signed to Soulja Boy Stax on Deck for context. I'm looking at the chain like, no, nigga, you signed this. You signed this.
I'm gonna go with that as my nostalgia because I actually back in my music days when I was not I didn't have that good a taste. I was like, oh, it's all right.
You weren't of substance.
Yeah. He had a couple records, man. He had about two of them joints. I was like, okay, I found him on YouTube. Let me go check this out real quick. So yeah, that's my nostalgia.
Cleo Thomas.
Yeah, he was all right. You know?
No, I wasn't mad at Cleo Thomas. No, I thought he was great compared to he signed to Soulja Boy. He was signed to Bow Wow. He was definitely better than them niggas. He was definitely better than them niggas. He wasn't great. He was on a Tyga level of rapping. Like it was okay at a certain point to like Tyga and Cleo's rapping when you're young. When you're grown, you can't have him in your top five.
You got your top five. So,
But in 2010, that was acceptable. That was acceptable. He was trying. At least he was trying to rap. And shout out to him being on that sample first.
One day they'll acknowledge it. Maybe, probably not, but one day.
Yeah, but
keep up alive.
Yeah, I'll keep up alive, man. Cleo, one day, man. He quit rapping. He kept telling people he's never coming. Bad decision because wouldn't get his support. But I feel bad for him because there was way worse rappers that was getting deals. He was at least Tyga level. Not just because he was light skinned, but we're all worked out because he's killing it on the internet. So him, you know, him and Pat Cloud just going to be getting money together. So, but yeah, yo, all right. So episode 56. Another episode in the can. The Lawrence Taylor episode.
Yes, sir.
Always check it out. We're gonna be signing out. We're gonna be signing out. Or are you ready to sign out? Yeah. yeah. So I am at Brandon Ridley.
At T Russell 3Ls.
3Ls. Yeah, and we will check y'all out next time. Make sure you check out the site, SundayDinnerPodcast.com. Make sure you use those dashes in between the words.
Yes, sir.
And